Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin.
If I feel like there's no chance for me to get promoted in my current job, should I resign? That's the question we're going to try to answer in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to another episode of the Get Hired podcast. I did take a quick little break before this episode, pero I'm hoping to jump right into it, knowing that there are so many asking questions na similar dito sa question that we're going to try to answer today. And again, if this is the first episode you're listening to sa podcast na ito, I've been doing this for a number of years already. Go and listen to the other episodes. Then if you are trying to make up your mind or you're actually trying to get a job right now, we covered wide variety now of topics, including how to write your resume, what to do if your field is unrelated to your college degree, etc. Go ahead and listen to that, okay? But today, it's going to be directed to a particular listener who sent in this problem, okay? Sabi niya, I'm currently in this job for years, but I don't see any chance of me getting promoted. Medyo malakas daw ang palakasan sa opisina. And even after asking the boss if may potential ba talaga for this person to get promoted, wala daw masabi yung boss niya. And now the question becomes, should I resign? Mag-resign ba ako? Or should I stay? Now, this is going to be my advice. So of course, may free will ka pa rin, no, in case you're listening or you're in a similar position to do kung ano yung tingin mong tama. Hindi ko alam lahat ng information, hindi ko alam lahat ng mga possibilities. I wish I could give you a definitive answer na, alam mo yun, talagang sigurado na magiging okay yung outcome. But from the information presented to me, basing din sa aking experience before at sa mga nakita ko rin sa friends and even to even sa number of people I've coached in the years I've been doing this, the best thing that you can do, as I've always said, is to make sure that the odds are stacked in your favor. What do I mean by that? I think in life, again, no, maraming mga pagkakataon talaga na kahit i-better natin yung sarili natin, even if we're the best candidate for the job on paper, as in literal na tayo talaga yung pinakamagaling, kung hindi tayo bibigyan ng opportunities, kung wala talagang opening, masastunt yung growth mo, mapipigilan ka to progress. And if you really see that na, okay, ito na talaga yung dead end for me, kasi meron pang 20 na kamag-anak yung bosses na kailangan i-promote ahead of me. Meron pang 10 na in line na mas close sa kanya, kasama niya pag weekends, pag nagbabakasyon, bago ako mapaboran. If you feel like the politics is too much sa opisina, na hindi ka talaga nila bibigyan ng fair shake, of course, the door is there for you to use. But again, ang goal natin is to make sure that the odds are stacked in your favor, to give yourself the best chance of having a good career after this. So ang sasabihin ko sa inyo would be this. You need to make sure that number one, you have other prospects, no? You have other opportunities. It's just sad that here in the Philippines, yung idea of, okay, mag-resign na muna ako, hanap ako ng ibang opportunity, isn't something na binibigay sa lahat or hindi lahat meron nun. And the reason is kasi merong fear. And totoo yun, no? May risk, may fear, may real chance na kapag nag-resign ka dito, baka hindi ka makahanap ng ibang trabaho. Things are, aminin natin, not very good these days when it comes to that. Syempre, every company na nag-trim ng mga workers nila, every company na nag-downsize o nagsasara, nababawasan yung opportunity for people to get employed. So of course, it's going to be a challenge to find a new job. But, ang importante dito is yung self-awareness na, okay, kung mag-resign ba ako ngayon, ready na ako, prepared na ba ako talaga to move forward. So again, you have to really look for other opportunities. Now, itong opportunities na ito, they can be defined as, number one, another job, no? And the truth is, you can start looking for jobs naman and start applying, even applying for jobs, kahit na meron ka pang trabaho. How do you do that, di ba? I-present mo lang yung information na yun dun sa potential employer mo. Diba? And the fact that you've been with the company that you're in right now for years would show them na, okay, this person has dedication. Meron siyang patience, meron siyang discipline, meron siyang kakayahan to stay with us din for the long term. No? Pwede kang mag-start na mag-apply kahit na may trabaho ka pa. Okay? So that's one of the things that you can do. Now, opportunity can also be defined as, okay, anong learning opportunities ang meron ako? So that I can better myself. Para kapag ready na talaga ako na mag-resign sa trabaho na to, meron akong alternative. Now, one of the things I've been pushing, also with yung mga guests natin in previous episodes, is data science. Data science right now is a very new field. And welcome ang kahit sino to learn and to earn dun sa field na yon. Kasi nga, again, very bago yung industry na yon. It's a lot like, sabihin na natin, I guess freelance jobs, creative writing jobs, social media management jobs from before. Ganun yung nakikita kong parallel nito na kaunti pa yung mga tao na alam tong opportunity na to. So maganda if you can jump on the wagon as soon as possible para at least meron ka ng parang lead time dun sa mga tao na papasok pa lang sa industriya in the next few months or even years. So that's another thing that you can do. That's another opportunity, a learning opportunity. Na habang nagtitiis ka sa trabaho mo ngayon, na wala ka nakikita na chance na mapapromote ka, ginagamit mo tong time na to para mag-ipon ng knowledge, mag-ipon ng experience at the same time, para pag ready ka na umalis, meron ka ng ibang field na pupuntahan. So that's another opportunity. So again, no, literal, job opportunity, pwedeng learning opportunity. Now, the third opportunity that you may have is an opportunity to save, no? And to own your own business. And it's true. Kasi hindi naman lahat ng tao cut out to be employees, no? And as much as gusto natin na magkaroon ng stable na career, meron talaga mga people na hindi, kumbaga meron silang itch, sabihin natin, to be entrepreneurs, to own a business. So you could think about it that way. Okay, I'll just use this job as my opportunity to build up yung aking capital for a business that I really want to build, for something that I really want to start. So that can also be an opportunity. This is your opportunity to save, no? So three opportunities right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Now, after that, another thing I would add would be to make sure that when you do resign, meron kang padding, no? At least from dun sa nakita ko dun sa letter, hindi pa naman emergency na parang sobrang lala talaga na binubuli ka na sa work or na may ginagawa sila against you. So what you could do would be the next few weeks, few months, use that as an opportunity para masigurado na meron kang emergency fund, na meron kang enough na, na kumaga, runway, no? May enough ka na spending power para pumunta sa mga susunod na mga job interviews, kasi that can also cost money. Kung magpa-public transfer ka doon, mag-grab ka papunta doon sa opisina, gagastos ka rin, merienda mo, printing ng mga resume mo. So, all of these things, gagastos ka. So, make sure that you also save money para doon sa panahon na yon. Kasi ang nangyayari minsan, no? Well, hindi nga minsan, madalas. Nangyayari madalas is people resign nang hindi sila handa. Hindi sila nakapag-save ng para sa mga susunod na linggo nila. So what happens is, they're now desperate. Nalalagay tayo sa sitwasyon na desperado tayo maghanap ng trabaho. So yung next job natin, hindi rin siya minsan fit para sa atin. Minsan nagko-compromise din tayo kasi nga, walang ibang mapasukan. No? And just recently, I heard a story about someone, sabi na natin na around mga kababata ko, sabi na natin na they even fell to the trap of doing something na hindi masyadong tama. Kasi desperado sila sa trabaho. Kasi hindi sila natatanggap sa magandang trabaho. So now, they would compromise their morals and enter a field na alam naman ang lahat na hindi tama. So yun yung nangyayari kapag hindi tayo handa kapag nag-resign tayo. So if there's no opportunity, should you resign? That's entirely up to you. Honestly, but when you do, ang sasabihin ko, you have to be prepared. And if you want more information about this, we have an older episode, 3 Things to Prepare Before You Resign. It's right here in the Get Hired podcast, released siya noong November 2021. You may want to listen to that. And again, if you're ready na to enter itong world of job hunting, you can go back to previous episodes. You can go to the YouTube channel din sa Team Laika to watch the Get Hired playlist to see kung anong klaseng revamp ang pwede natin gawin sa inyong resume para pagdating ng pagkakataon ay may edge ka over the other candidates. Again, I'll reiterate this, no? Iba ang job sa career. And if this position right here is just a job, sa mahabang kwento ng career mo, and you're really not meant for this, you have to let go as soon as possible, but make sure that you have enough padding so that when you do let go, hindi ka desperate to find just any other job to grab onto. Okay? So build yourself up. Make sure that the odds are stacked in your favor. Prepare, prepare, prepare para pag ready to leave ka na, you leave nang wala kang regrets, you leave with that door open, and eager ka, excited ka for the new chapter in your life. You cannot do that if you don't prepare. Alright? So yan muna for now. Thank you for listening. If you want to send your own questions, your own stories, the Get Hired Facebook page is right there for you. So you can go and visit www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLaika. That's TEAMLYQA. At maybe next time, it's going to be your question naman na sasagutin natin dito sa Get Hired podcast. Don't forget to follow the podcast if you want more. And we will have more topics to cover soon. So mag-usap tayo sa susunod. And as always, this podcast is meant for you to land your dream job. Be the best version of you. Yan ang goal natin ngayon. Alright? And I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.